In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. During the inauguration of President Bush, one of the commentators noted that this was a distinctly an American affair because of the ceremony, a touch of loose informality verging on disorder. He offered that such a thing would not be found in Britain even now, where there is a sense of awe and reverence in their public ceremonies. A sense of awe and reverence. That seems to be what's missing in our culture, even at weddings, even at funerals. What the prophet Moses or Jeremiah might have called the fear of the Lord. Oh, sure, there was a bit of pomp and circumstance at the inauguration of our president, and we certainly have entertainment down in our culture. But have we any idea anymore what it means to fear the Lord and to tremble in his presence? Perhaps there's no sense of fear at God's presence in our culture, not because there's a lack of fear, but because there's a lack of faith. Faith to believe that God is indeed present among us. This is not new. Jeremiah faced the same obstacles in his day and age with peoples who had eyes that could not see or ears that could not hear. Unlike the sea, that never seems to cross those boundaries divinely ordained by God, God's people, the people of Judah, violated the limits that God had set for them. What God had ordained as clean and holy and pure, they desecrated because they did not believe that God was in fact present where he promised to be. Even Paul the apostle, met similar obstacles when he came proclaiming the presence of the Creator in his creation, bringing about salvation because of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. He too was rejected. And how tragic that Paul, after evangelizing Jews and Gentiles for so long, finds himself in Rome under house arrest, citing Isaiah. Words similar to the ones we have here in Jeremiah about a people with calloused hearts who have eyes that cannot see and ears that cannot hear. For if they could, God would in fact heal them. The problem for Jeremiah, the problem for Paul, the problem for us is not fear. There's plenty of fear to go around. There always is, but it's the wrong kind of fear. The fear people have today is fear of confessing the true faith, fear of stating clearly what God's truth is in a godless culture in which truth is relative or perhaps for many unknowable. Why should people fear God's presence in our culture today when they don't believe that God is anywhere to be found? What they really don't realize is that they are afraid. Not of God's presence, but of being found out, of receiving the ridicule and scorn of confessing that, in fact, God is present in the person of Jesus, and that he continues to be present in holy water, in holy words, and holy food. This fear comes from a culture, yes, even a religious culture, that will make anyone tremble for confessing the true God. Precisely because of the kind of God we have, who shows in his weakness his glory, who shows his glory in the humility and poverty of a cross. We live in a culture of rich men, where for confessing the true faith, we are perceived as beggars, like Lazarus, full of sores, lying at the gate, outcasts so detestable that human beings don't want to touch us. Only the dogs will, and they come to lick our sores. No one is immune from this fear. Jesus calls it hypocrisy, fear of confessing the true faith. It is part of what it means to be part of a fallen human world. It takes faith to overcome such fear, and when one has such faith, then one has true fear, the right kind of fear. Fear of standing in God's presence as sinner. That's why in baptism we must die to the world so that we might live to God. To a God who first must die for us. Outside the gate, full of sores, the sores of our sin, our sickness, our death. So horrible in his suffering, in his poverty, in his humility, that even his closest friends, even his relatives, could not bear to look at his suffering, could not bear to hear the cries of his anguish. Lazarus longed for the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. He had to be satisfied with that. But he bore his cross and now rests in Abraham's bosom. Thank God, our Lord gives us more than crumbs. To the world they may seem like crumbs, but to us, who have eyes to see and ears to hear, these so-called crumbs bear God's presence and invite us to a feast that has no end. Fear God and enter his gates with thanksgiving. Abraham is there, waiting for you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.